When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Inside Track, brought to you exclusively by Americana Rhythm Music Magazine. I am your host and publisher, Greg Tutwiler. For this interview, we connected across the pond with UK's Russell Keefe, who is the lead singer and founder of the British contemporary blues band T-Belly. You might also know Russell as a former member of the reincarnated 70s band, the Bay City Rollers, but his new project is in quite the opposite direction. Here now is my interview with Russell Keefe.
Give me a little bit of background about yourself and how you got into the music industry in the beginning.
I've been doing it since I was, 16, just okay. Because I played the piano, really. I mean, just joining bands in Manchester when I was a kid.
Yeah, okay.
And then moving to London and joining bands in London, really. It's just something I've always done, really, since I was a small child.
Right. Okay. And if I remember correctly, looking at the notes, you actually had a chance to, and maybe you still are, I'm not sure, but a stint with the Bay City Rollers. Is that right?
yeah, well, I did that for quite a long time, actually. I played with Leslie McEwen, who was the singer in the band. And
right. Okay.
His band was called Les McEwen's Legendary Bay City Rollers. And we toured for 18 years.
Wow, okay. And that was a reincarnation of the original band, is that right?
Yeah, yes, that's right, yeah. Yeah, we'd go to the States, Canada, Japan, Australia, all over Europe, did albums, did all sorts of things. It's great. It's good fun.
How did you get hooked up with him?
I was playing in a band, and the guitarist in the band, a guy called Terry Monday, who I've been playing with for years and years and years in other bands, got hooked up with Leslie, because Leslie needed a band because he didn't have one. He got asked to do some gigs in Germany. So Terry got the gig. Then I was called up to go and play on a TV show in Germany, just after the war had come down, actually. And that was it, really. I did one TV show, and that was 18 years later. it was fun.
Now, did you guys tour with that band in the States as well?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we did. Yeah, we did a really nice tour in the States. It was lovely.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
And you haven't been with them now for how long?
Oh, I haven't been with the Rollers for 6 years.
Okay.
I think probably about 6 years, yeah. My time would come, as they say. I've been doing it for quite a long time, so it was time to do something else.
Yeah, sure. Okay. And so the new project that you're working on now, your new music is blues, right?
Blues based, yes it is. Yes,
yeah.
It is.
Has blues always been a part of you? Is that something new for you?
No, not really. I mean, I suppose when I was growing up, there was bands like Led Zeppelin and Deep Purple, that sort of British heavier blues, if you like, or blues orientated sort of stuff. I was into that sort of stuff, but I don't have a massive legacy of, I don't have a big wall with a million blues albums on it, and I wanted to talk by my granddad to think about that.
Yeah.
No, not really. No, I mean, it was something that I always did in sound checks. And when I was on my own playing the piano, I would play a 12 bar and learn how to do that because I taught myself how to play piano. So I'd teach myself how to play a 12 bar properly, or my version of properly. And it just came through that, really. My singing style and the voice seemed to suit it. So I thought, well, when the Rollers finished, I needed a new band. So that's what came out really when the first songs I started writing. It just happened to be a blues style, and
sure. Okay.
I kept that for the whole band really because I just thought this suits me perfectly. You know, I'm not 18. I'm 18 years old. I can't be doing pop songs, and I like listening to. You know, it's quite. But it's not. So I don't have loads of records. I don't have a massive history of it at all. I mean, about as close as I got to blues was there was an Alice Cooper record. I was a massive Alice Cooper fan when I was a kid, and there was an album called Muscle of Love, and it had a trans-jazz song called Crazy Little Child on. And that was about as close as I came, really, because I really loved that song. But yeah, I've not had a massive, blues thing. No.
And the new band is from T-Belly, right?
T-Belly, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And tell me a little bit about this group and getting that together.
Okay, well, the guys that I have in the band at the moment, I played with, was the two of them in the Rollers. Various times when I was in it. The drummer Kevin was in the Rollers for about 15 years.
Okay.
Ross Lardon, the guitar player, 5 years. So I've known them a long time. I've known them all a long time. We played together for years all over the place, all over the world and stuff, done loads of albums and things. So we're pretty well versed in playing with each other. And when I set this up, I wanted them to do it. They were the only people I wanted. I did try other people. Just for a change. And it was okay. They were good players, really good players. But I really wanted Kevin and Ross because they are fantastic. And we know each other so well. Mm-hmm. So they have mates, our bass player Riyad and Debs, our lovely backing singer. They all play together in bands in England together. So there's a big family, if you like, of people who play together.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like we're strangers or anything like that. We're not at all, and that shows I think when we play, because we sort of know what each other's going to do, if you know what I mean.
Right.
Because we've been doing it together for so long. So yeah, got them involved, and it went from that to where we are now, really.
And you guys have been together as this band for how long?
About 3 years, probably.
Okay.
On and off, because they do other things as well, obviously, as all musicians do. But this is everybody's main band now.
Right.
So about 3 years.
And the new album, Dead Men Don't Pray, is this your first album with T-Belly?
It's our debut album. We had an EP out year before last, I think. Which did okay. One of the songs on it got voted best song on a blues radio station over here. Best song, I think it was 2013, I think. Which ended up on the album as well, which is Where's the Doctor? So, yeah, we did an EP, and from doing the EP, got lots of radio play around the world. And then we got involved in Cabin Productions, got involved with us, and we got involved with them. They put the money up for us to do our debut album, which is Dead Men Don't Pray, as you correctly said.
And did I understand correctly that you or as the group have written most or all of the songs that are on this?
Well, it's mainly me, really, because I wrote a lot of the songs before I started the band, if you like.
Right.
And I've been writing songs since I was a kid, so it's sort of what I do. But I'm not the only one. Ross, the guitarist, he's got a track on the album, and we also co-wrote a track on the album, Ross and I, which is the last track on the album, which is Broken. So it's mainly me at the moment, but on the next album, I think Debs and Ross will get a track on there, and we'll probably do some more co-writing. So at the moment, it's a lot of it's me, but hopefully that will change because we all write. So
sure. Okay.
There's no reason for us all not to do it. But at the moment, it's a lot of it's me. Yeah.
So where did the inspiration for what ended up being the title track, Dead Men Don't Pray, come from for you?
I've no idea. because I think, like a lot of things, it's one of those things that means something to different people. If I said it means this, it means that, I'd just be lying, because it doesn't, to me, it doesn't really mean a lot. It's just a good hook that I came up with when I was doing the melody. And that happens quite a lot. You come up with a hook and you go, oh, that's an interesting set of words together. But it doesn't actually mean anything, but it just sounds interesting.
Right.
And people can make their minds up about stuff, you know.
Some of the other songs that maybe are more involved than starting with a hook, where does the inspiration for those come from for you?
Well, it depends. There's all different things. And sometimes I can be sat by the piano and just playing and something will come along. Sometimes I can be walking down the street. In one of the tunes, I was walking down to the pub and I saw this old guy, and he was a bit worse for wear with the drink, and he was dancing around on his own. So I just thought, that's quite interesting. Wonder what he's thinking about. So one of the songs came through that, because it did. It's there's lots of different things, really. I mean, that song, I can't remember what it's called now, Night of the Ritz, came from that. Because you envisage the guy doing what he's doing, dancing, thinking of old times, and dancing. The Ritz is a big hotel in London, a big posh hotel in London.
Right.
So there's all different things, really. Lots of different things. That most songwriters would say, I don't think anyone has one particular thing that they come up with and go, oh, I'll just keep doing that. There's lots of different reasons why you do things, I suppose. Some of them I can't really talk about because it's a bit too personal, but some of them don't mean anything.
Yeah.
The lyrics don't mean at all. It's just, they're just words jumped together to fit in a melody, really. But they sound like they mean something.
were you guys touring Europe, obviously, will you get to the States as well with this band?
Well, they've just announced about 5 minutes ago a tour of America. Starting on July the 29th in New York at a place called the Parkside Lounge. So we've got about 10 or 11 shows over 2 weeks.
Oh, great.
Because our manager is in Seattle. Everyone that we work with is in the States, apart from our record company here in the UK. Mm-hmm. So do you want a quick rundown of where we're going, pretty quickly?
What's that?
I've got it in. Do you want a quick rundown of where we're going?
Yes, please.
New York, Philadelphia, Washington, Richmond, Tacoma Park, Nashville. Is it Louisville?
Louisville, Kentucky? Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Chicago. There is another one in between Chicago and back to New York. There's another couple, but I haven't got those. But they'll all be put on the website, tbellyband.co.uk, probably tomorrow. But they just announced it today, so they've been trying to get that together for a while. So we're very excited about that, because bringing an original blues band to America is obviously a little bit like taking sand to a desert. But I think we've got some really fantastic reviews from a lot of American websites and blues blogs for the album.
Yeah.
So I think they're definitely getting it. So
yeah,
we're quite excited about the tour. It's going to be great. It's going to be really good.
Now, when you put together a show, obviously you're featuring the music on your album. Do you also cover any of the classic blues songs?
No, I made a point of, at the very beginning of doing this, because I'm not sure why, really. I mean, when I played with Leslie at the Rollers, obviously, we played all the Rollers songs. We did do some original songs, but we played a lot of Rollers songs, obviously. And when I came out of it, I wanted to do my own stuff. And looking at a lot of blues bands, which I have done since, everybody seems to do classic blues songs. And quite frankly, I didn't want to do that because they can probably do it better than we can. And so the answer to that question is no, I don't do any covers at all, because I just think it's, sometimes I think it's a bit too easy to mm-hmm. start off a couple of shows with, oh, this is an all-time classic, you must remember this one, because it's just too easy to do that. Be a little bit more inventive about it. So we don't know, we play the whole album, every track, and we also play three or four tracks which are probably on the next one. And that's it. All you get is just solid T-belly all the way through.
Okay, awesome. And you just mentioned the next one. What's in the works for you guys ahead a little bit?
Well, at the moment, we'll get the tour out of the way. The album's only just come out, really. The album's only been out for 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of mileage in that yet, obviously. And we'll do the tour. When we come back off the tour, we'll have a sit down with the label and we'll work out where we're going to go next. They're trying to sort out some UK dates and some European dates. We've always been asked to go back to the States by someone who's not booked us for this one. So maybe we'll come back again after this one. So who knows, really? I mean, it's all a little bit up in the air, but after the tour, we'll sit down and talk about it. And then hopefully we'll do another album, maybe, probably not this year, maybe the end of this year, perhaps. And then we'll go again. And, of course, by then we'll be massively rich and famous, so it doesn't matter. Obviously, we won't. We definitely won't. Anyone who tries to get in this business to be rich and famous is definitely knocking on the wrong door.
Right. I think that probably can be said just for just about any genre that you play.
I didn't necessarily mean blues. I just meant music in general.
Right.
Because you can't go into business by thinking you're going to make a load of money, because you'd be sorely mistaken.
Right.
Obviously, you want to make a living out of it, but you don't go into it saying you're going to make loads of money, because you'll be disappointed.
Well, obviously you're doing what you love to do, and I guess that's a reward in and of itself.
Oh, no, absolutely. And also you want it to be a success, because a lot of people are working very hard.
Yeah.
You know, so you do want it to be a success, but that's not necessarily, you know, the success is something that you want, because everyone's working so hard. I think that's the main thing. They wouldn't do it. They didn't think it was going to be successful. And you want to do gigs. So I suppose at the end of the day, the more gigs you do, the bigger gigs you do, the more money you get. So the two do go hand in hand, I suppose. But
yeah.
I think we do it because we love doing it. We're the band. We do it because we love doing music.
Yeah.
Let everybody else take care. Let the labels take care of the label stuff. Let the management take care of the management. You know, we just do what we do and love doing it. We're very lucky to do it, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. What does a full schedule look like for you? I think you mentioned that you all kind of do some other things as well. Is that right?
The other guys play in other bands. I play and do a few bits and bobs with music. I have my own studio where I mix music for people.
Okay.
So we all do, you know, keep our hands in. I mean, because we all like, one of the things about T-Belly is the fact that we all quite like different genres. I mean, I'm a more rocky sort of guy, really. Ross, the guitarist, he's a big jazzer, likes his jazz. The drummer and the bass player, Kevin Rea, they both like funk, they like being in a funk band, and Deborah's into reggae. So we all come from different areas.
Yeah.
And I think that comes into the band, because if you listen to the album, there's funk in there, there's proper rock and roll, proper, you know, balls out rock and roll, there's really nice tender stuff. So we all come from different areas, and it seems to work very well like that, really, I think.
Yeah.
But we do others. But I've played with other bands apart from the Rollers in the past. I even did a night with the Osmonds once.
Did you? That's awesome.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. With little Jimmy, who's not so little anymore. But Jimmy's a nice man. He's a good bloke.
Yeah.
But, yeah, do little things like that. You know, odd little gigs like that. It's pretty good.
Yeah. So how can folks listening to this find you? What's the best way? Music on iTunes?
The album's on iTunes. It's also on Amazon. If you go to our website, which is www.tbellyband.co.uk, or there's links to a streaming site where you can just listen to it. Unfortunately, it's on Spotify, but I can't do much about that. So you can listen to it on Spotify. Because I get paid fortunes for it being on Spotify. Make millions.
Right.
So everywhere, really. All the digital outlets have got it. So there's loads and loads of places you can see. We're on Facebook, T-Belly Official on Facebook, and also on Twitter, which is T-Belly Official as well. So we're all over the place at the moment. So they can, they can find us everywhere.
The album is Dead Men Don't Pray, and getting ready to, in July, kick off what sounded like an East Coast tour of the United States, and so
The furthest west we go is Chicago, I think.
Okay, yeah. Well, thank you very much, Michael. I appreciate it. I really enjoyed talking to you and looking forward to getting a chance to catch you guys when you're over here.
It's absolutely my pleasure, Greg, and it's very nice talking to you too, mate. Thank you very much.
Thanks for tuning in to another edition of The Inside Track. We sure do appreciate you sticking around. Join us again real soon when we get together with another great artist and talking about their music. Have a great day.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.